A From Dublin to Cleveland production.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to From Dublin to Cleveland. I know you haven't seen me in a month, but of course you've heard and seen from Brendan in a while. So I am glad to be back. I have been, to use my good buddy Joel Osteen's favorite term, living my best life now. Which means, obviously, I'm not living my best life now. But I've had some good moments. We've had some bad moments. We've had some crazy, wild moments. It has been a time. But enough about me. Brendan, how are you doing today? What's going on?
You shut your mouth and leave my good buddy, J.O., out of it. I say that jokingly, but I've genuinely never even heard Joel Osteen speak a full sermon. I just know that he's like the butt of every like Christian joke there is for some reason. He features like once a week on the Babylon Bee for whatever reason. Life's great. It's always great. I just got back from Ulster, the uppermost province in Ireland. Had a secret little getaway there at the weekend.
There you go.
I think the back end of nowhere, the tail end of the Giant's Causeway, Ballintoy, but a beautiful, beautiful place. Very, very relaxing. Went with some friends. We had a couple major meltdowns, and that's okay. It was raw. It was real. But all good fun. All good fun. What about yourself?
There you go. Yeah. I got to go to the good old state of Pennsylvania, which...
Can you speak? Ben more so, Australian. G'day, mate.
So, Brendan, do you know the song Country Roads? Have you ever heard that before?
Take me home.
Yes. So me and my roommate spent a ton of time changing that song and our drive down into, instead of West Virginia, calling it Pennsylvania. And yeah, it was, for those of you who live in Pennsylvania who are listening to us right now, we don't fully hate the state of Pennsylvania. I will say there's not a very good road that will take you from the bottom of New York to the bottom of Pennsylvania. There was a lot of just like going down back roads because apparently whoever made the interstate system here in America decided that, yeah, Pennsylvania doesn't matter, so we're not going to put roads through it. So I'm sorry about your loss there. I'm also sorry that you guys are Steeler fans. Don't be. Pennsylvania. It was a good time. We got to go to a camp down there and heard from God's word, and it was good. I'll leave it at that. There were some other moments that were not so hot, but we survived, and it was good. I've lost all track of what I was going to do. All right. So if you guys would like to send us an email, you can send it to us at fromdublintocleveland@gmail.com. I have not seen an email in months. The last email was a spam email. So send an email. And stop trying to buy things with our Gmail account. All right. That's all I'm asking, because apparently we were getting purchase orders for things that we didn't buy, and it never came out of my account. So I'm okay with that, but you don't need to send the email to us. Okay.
Oh, that was me.
If you're a robot sending things to us or Brendan, just don't. Send us an actual email at fromdublintocleveland@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you and hear that you're actually still listening to us, because sometimes we wonder if we're just talking into thin air. But when we go to the how many people have listened, we've had so many. It's like 900 in a month. So cool. Let's hope they're actually real people, like, not robots.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's all Ireland people. People from Ireland are listening to us. So we're thankful for the Irish people listening to us. Brendan speaks for the Irish people now.
He does. It's true.
He is building his base to run for Taoiseach of Ireland. All right. He's building it now.
So. Good Irish word. Well done. This earlier, guys, so I said I holidayed in Ulster and not Northern Ireland. That tells you everything you need to know about my stance politically. One exists, one doesn't.
There you go. All right. Well, we will get into the game. I will throw some funky background music up, and we will start going through our hot seat questions. And yes, I know some of you listening to it will be like, the last time they were together, they did a hot seats question. Well, look, sometimes we don't come prepared. And sometimes we just have to go back to the well because the well doesn't run dry. So that's back true. To the well we go. We will be creative next week because it will be St. Patrick's Day and we will come up with something good. So give us space, bro. Give us space.
I'll just give like my annual like recitation of the life of St. Patrick. And it's like, they said this would be original. They've done this like 3 years in a row. And we're going to do it a fourth next year, people.
Hey, just be careful, guys. We might actually just talk about the ship captain that led him on the boat, all right? We'll just talk about that guy the whole time. We'll give you a detailed account of his life.
Oh, he's fascinating, especially the part about, like, sucking the nipple. That really messes with people's heads.
That's the part, man.
It is in Algeria, too, people. Don't judge my country. A long time ago. 1600 years.
So last time we left off with what will finally break the internet. This time we are asking you, who is the messiest person that you know? Spill the deets, Brendan. Who is the messiest person?
Oh golly, are we talking messiest as in puts his or her things in like a disorderly manner, or has absolutely made a train wreck of his or her life?
I will let you decide how badly you're going to call somebody out right now.
I'm going to go with the latter. Someone who's destroyed their life. And I'm not going to say who it is because there's a very good chance that this, the person might be listening. Or friend, you know who you are. Right now, Holy Spirit is speaking to you and saying, oh my goodness, he's talking about me, he's calling me out live on air. It's not to judge you. I'm helping you, subliminally and critically. Not to be messy, but to make a message out of your mess. And to get your act together and to cop yourself on. That's as politely as I can put it. I'll tell you off the air who it is.
There he goes. He just stole a trademark from another show. He just stole. It's
I respect this thing. He said not to be messy. I didn't say healthy. Who else fired?
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. Brendan did not call out the person that he asked. I am very tempted to call out my person.
Dude.
Because I've genuinely told this person this, so...
Then it's okay.
So yeah, my roommate I'm currently living with, he makes me feel better, alright? We'll put it this way, that my room, if I leave a couple clothes on the floor, I feel better, you know? I feel better about my life. So, yeah. His room is not like that, and that's okay. He's allowed his room. It doesn't bother me, but if I had to pick the messiest person, that's who I'm picking. So,
like, it bothers you so little that you're literally recording this outside of your bedroom, the space you share with him. It's like, I'm so okay with this that I'm gonna spend my free time elsewhere away from him.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, yeah.
Land called Passiva, I Passiva, and you were their king. That's all I'm saying.
All right, here we go. Moving on. What, Brendan, is the closest thing to real magic? What would you say is the closest thing to real magic?
True love.
All right.
I was going to say Holy Spirit power. I say true love just turns everything upside down in the best way possible. Might make you go a little bit nuts too, if that's okay, that's allowed. But I'm an old romantic at heart, maybe possibly, with my cold emotional exterior. Yeah. What do you think?
Well,
you're not one of those friendship is best thing ever kind of blokes, are you?
No. Okay. No. So I'm borderline on the line of making fun of you because
we
all know, folks, he's not married, so he can't. When he talks about magic being fake, true love hasn't worked out for him either. So
yet.
So in that way, you said
there was true love would be an easy one.
Right. It is like magic.
Struggles and persecution.
I would say the closest thing to real magic, you mentioned it as your second option. I believe it's the Holy Spirit. Because it does things that we can't do in and of our own flesh. All right, then. All right, then, Barabbas. Why did I say Barabbas?
I'll take it.
So that would be my answer. Holy Spirit.
Christ.
If you could name a boat, Brendan, what would you name a boat if you had one?
The Navigator. I would name it after the 5th century saint, also called Brendan, who was Irish. Or, well, 5th century Brandon would have been in Guelda. He's called Saint Brendan the Navigator. He brought the gospel to many countries and islands, even sailed his way towards now the USA and back again. I'd call it the Navigator in honor of him. He was a great Christian bloke.
There you go.
And what would you call a ship?
I would get a black ship, and I would call it the Black Flag. Pirates, man. Pirate.
I was wondering if that was like a weird like Pirates of the Caribbean reference. I just didn't want to assume. Okay.
Yeah, pirates. Okay. Why else would I call it the Black Flag? That
pearl was already taken.
Yeah, Black Flag.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. What, Brendan, is a body part that you wouldn't mind losing?
Oh, golly. Do back hairs count? Like, what are they there for? I got tweezers beside me. I hate when you're, like, looking in the mirror and you're just, like, trying to get one that's, like, right in the dead center. It's like, why, God? Why? Let me see. There isn't really a part of my body that I particularly dislike, but I suppose if I had to lose one part, maybe one of the teeth at the very, very back of my mouth, because, the only person who would know it was gone was me, unless someone was very intensively and intently looking inside my mouth, which perhaps might happen more frequently than one imagines, but, those teeth, I think.
There you go.
Or nose hair.
Oh, nose hairs are a good answer. I would probably say those little skin tags that, like, I have them for some reason, like on my neck and stuff, and they can just be irritating. They're not like cancerous or anything. They're just there when I don't know. I get rid of them. They're weird. They feel weird.
Skin tags. We might get prayer for those. With a skin tag. I'm actually literally Googling skin tag right now.
I figured you
I've
were.
I've heard that before in my life.
I figured you would. I'd get rid of those. So that's my answer.
Skin rag?
A skin rag?
That's the first thing that showed up. Okay, skin tag. Okay, it is a thing. Let's see.
Yeah.
Skin tag removal.
We get to watch Brendan Google this while everyone else is Googling it.
To you. I don't want to see anyone's skin tags or your clothes close to me. Small harmless growth to the skin. 1 centimeter inside. Ew. Ew. You have those?
Yeah, I have one really bad one in the armpit.
It looks like a misplaced belly button or nipple.
Yep. Ooh. Yeah.
If I'd known you had one of these, We wouldn't be 109 episodes into a journal together. Oh my goodness. And you've never looked into getting that removed, no?
There are ways to do it. It's just not always the easiest or most fun. So, yeah.
Now you'd make that a priority. Especially marriage on your horizon.
Well, anyway, this is totally a hot seat moment, folks. Everyone is learning everything about Logan.
Yeah.
More than you want to know.
I'll delete that from internet history and hopefully just forget we ever had this conversation.
Yeah.
This is why I don't listen back to the episodes after we air them, because there are things I'm happy forgetting.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, definitely. All right, moving on. What is the best and worst purchase that you have ever made?
Oh, dear. The best. Jeepers. The best would probably be, I don't know, made presents that made people really, really happy. Getting my parents like tickets to like soccer matches and holidays and hotel and flights and all that crack. That made them really, really joyful and excited for several months that end. The worst, I think enough time has passed now, paying a publishing company to edit and release my first book. I'm telling you, people, self-publishing is the way to go. Publishing industries, especially publishing houses, don't really want to take on new clients. Unless you've got like a pretty well established record already. So that's $5,000 I did not get my money's worth on.
Yeah. So I would say my best purchase was probably my Camaro car I've gotten. That was a good purchase. It's
got a car. But yeah. I already said it hasn't, so it's fine.
What did you say?
I said I forgot I owned a car. I'm looking at the window facing it right now. Yeah. But it's nighttime, I can't even see it.
That's not a good purchase. Don't worry about it.
It is what it is. Little Kia Picanto.
So that one's probably my best purchase. The worst purchase, probably. So I got really upset when I went to college, because the book prices were just exorbitant. I literally spent $500 on books for a semester.
Nonsense.
And the only thing that I let not make me so angry about it was I literally was like, I'm spending so much money. So there's a cool t-shirt over here. I'm going to buy this t-shirt because I am so angry that I have to spend all this money. I'm going to buy something that I'm going to enjoy and wear for a while. And that was a good purchase of a shirt. But the books was not a good purchase because there was at least two or three classes that I got into and they're like, well, I know you guys bought the books, and that's important that you bought the books, but we're not going to read the books. We're just going to give you classwork outside of it. So I learned after that to wait to buy the books until you knew for sure what was going to happen.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag college is a scam.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, this is the one everyone's been waiting for. Brendan, what is the biggest screw-up that you've ever had when making something in the kitchen?
Oh, no. In the kitchen. Okay, so I don't know if you ever heard of an Irish breakfast, no?
Don't think so.
No, okay. It's basically meat, 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 and more meat. Basically give the middle finger to vegetarians and vegans. It's fantastic. It is like what a barbecue is to South Americans, an Irish breakfast is to my people. And there was one day we had relatives over And I just took this notion that I was going to like whip up the greatest Irish breakfast anyone has ever had in their entire life. Yeah. Didn't matter that it was like, you know, 5 p.m. in the day. You can have an Irish breakfast at any time. The thing was, I didn't forget that the food was on. I just kind of stood there and watched it burn. Eyes wide open. Feet not moving. Fixated on the grill and the pan. And just watched it go like black until it was totally and utterly inedible and beyond salvaging. And then Oliver, yes, I have to go hungry. That was my absolute worst time. And then after that, I just stopped cooking for people for about 7 or 8 years.
Wow.
And then I didn't get back into it until the lockdown.
That's crazy. Yeah. So here's the thing. When I was younger, I think my parents left me at home and I had to figure out what I was going to make. For those of you who have used the lovely resource called Instant Potatoes, and you've also used the thing called boiling your pasta, you guys know that one of them requires an exact amount of water, and the other one does not require an exact amount of water. Well, I made the stupid mistake of thinking that the Instant Potatoes didn't need an exact number of water, and I could just put as much as I wanted in this jug and then pour the instant potatoes in and it would just turn into potatoes. No. Mm-mm. It was the soupiest, like goopiest, grossest pile of muck that I would say ever. It didn't go well. The other fun thing that wasn't necessarily a screw up, but I've been making some sort of like steak or meat of some kind, and I was, you know, pulling up the pan, flipping it or whatever, so it went over, and I spilled oil next to the burner, and I went, this is panic brain going, oil, fire, probably not a good thing to put together. So I tried to wipe the oil with a paper towel. Guess what? Paper towels are flammable. So as I went to wipe it, which I did wipe it, it immediately caught fire in my hand. And so I had to throw it in the sink, turn on the water, and thankfully didn't burn my house down that day. But it was on the table. It could have happened.
Let's put the fire to one side for a second. What the frack is an instant potato?
What is an instant
potato? I originate from the country where potatoes are like one of our most famous of all cuisine. You can have literally anything and just any you can conjure in your imagination. Potatoes, we have it, we sell it, we eat it daily. What is an instant potato? And why do I know that I'm right to hate it already?
So you're probably right to hate it because it's not a real potato. It's a mixture of like freeze-dried potatoes, cornflake kind of thing. And when you put it in water, it expands and becomes mashed potatoes.
Go to the supermarket and buy a pack of spuds. Goodness sakes.
It could, yes. I could have done that, but I don't think I could drive that time. So there are people, and maybe you are in the audience who think that instant potatoes are better than regular potatoes. Please send that to Brendan. Maybe when I go visit him later this year, I'll bring him some instant potatoes and we'll see what he says about them.
I hope he gets stopped at customs. Back where you came from.
Man, it has been quite a podcast so far, folks. We are learning things, and Brendan's learning things he doesn't want to know about America and Logan.
I just learned that you're apparently coming here this year, but we'll put that to one side as well. I'm still hung up on the instant potatoes. Let's move on to that question.
All right. I think this one will be right up Brendan's alley, and I'll probably, well, I may have an answer for it, but what are some things that sound like compliments but are actually insults?
Oh. I love giving people these kind of like subtle burns, where if I see someone who's wearing like a tacky green dress to a wedding or something, I'll just go something like, Deirdre, I've never seen that shade of green before. And because I'm smiling, she's like, you know, oh yeah, you know, Penny's best. People outside of Ireland don't know why that's funny. It's a thing. Penny's not like the cheapest clothes. I think in the US, you're seen as like, you know, privileged and fancy and amazing for having spent the most on something. In Ireland, it's the opposite. You're treated as royalty if you got the biggest saving or bargain on something. It's the complete opposite. So you're like, oh, you know, Penny's best. You know, I just spent €5 on it. Oh, wow, that's an amazing saving. You know, so you can put the rest of your money towards your cigarettes or COVID mask, whatever. Both. Not judging anyone. Another example of an insult that says a compliment.
Yeah.
But I'd say, yeah, Penny's best is probably one of the biggest ones. But for me, I would just say everything with a smile. Mm. And then have people choose to take it is entirely up to them.
Gotcha. So my favorite one is, wisdom has been chasing you. Unfortunately, you're faster. Sounds like it's a compliment. It's not.
Just say wisdom has been chasing you, and it's like you mumble the second half into your glass. Right. Good one.
What quote or saying do people spout but is completely garbage?
What do you spout but is completely garbage? Ooh, do you have an example?
This is a tough one because, you know, people say a lot of things that
they
that
do.
Aren't true. You want to know what my favorite one is, though? The thing that people say that is complete garbage.
Trump is a fascist.
Joe Biden for president.
We are very similar. Very similar. Okay. Okay, yeah, and you're a rubric match right there.
Yeah, or an even better one, Justin Trudeau is a great prime minister.
Oh, I've never heard anyone say that.
Somehow he's still in power, you know? The pitchforks and rioting hasn't helped him yet.
No. He's another goon. But, we've got plenty of those over here as well. We've got three at the top. One is called Leo Varadkar. He's just nightmarishly disgraceful. Worse than any English colonizer who's ever afflicted us. And then alongside him, because it's a coalition, Micheál Martin. Micheál is the Irish name for Michael. And Eamon Ryan. But together, they are just an absolute crockpot of sodomy, one world government wannabes, and tyrants. Just Green New Deal obsessed goons.
Keeping it green, man.
Right. Sorry, we're Ireland. We're the Emerald Isle. We're already green enough, thank you. We don't need your help, Greta.
We don't need your puke shade of green. We don't want it.
We've already got 40 shades. We don't need 41, thank you. Yeah.
All right. We'll do two more, and then we'll get to our Bible time. But what is the most ridiculous thing that someone has tricked you into doing or believing?
So, you know when you go online and you see the big red sign that says you are the 1 millionth person to click on this webpage. And if you click this big box, the flashing red exclamation points, you're not going to get a virus, but you will instead win a prize. Guilty as charged. It's the first time I was ever on the internet unsupervised.
There you go.
I was convinced I was the 1 millionth. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It was not amazing.
I have a one of them. We'll just go with this one. So it's my dad. In America, you know, we would be traveling or whatever, going on a trip. In our car, in the back seat, I don't know if your cars are like this in Ireland, but they have like a back seat light. No, we have a light you can turn on. Oh, you don't have any back seats? All right.
We're not backwards. Just don't patronize me. Just keep going.
All right. So there's like a back seat light for the back seat.
One of those, actually.
Still above, yeah. And so... when we were growing up, me and my sister would be like, oh, we could read or we could do something on our trips or whatever and turn the light on. Well, we'd turn the light on and my dad would like lose it because the light would reflect in the rearview mirror and he would like hate it. And he would be like, guys, you need to turn that off. And we like panicked because we thought it was like illegal for us to have the lights on in the car,
right?
Because he made some comments like, what if a police officer saw you do that or something like that? And so I don't know what his reasoning behind that was saying, but we genuinely believe that turning the light on in a car while it's moving is illegal. And so we were like, when we got older, we went to like our driving school test and we were like going through all the rules of what are the rules of the road and everything. And the whole time I'm like, you know, eventually this is going to come out, right? I'm going to find that it's illegal to do. No, my dad just hated the fact that it was in his rearview mirror and he couldn't see. And so his way of telling us was just, you know, stop, it's illegal, or implying it was illegal. And so my dad feels bad about that. Every time we bring it up, he's like, I didn't say that. And we're like, you made us think that. It doesn't matter whether you said it or not. That's what we felt. We're committing a crime against humanity.
I like very woke of you. It's like you're at a Charlie Kirk talk. And you're like, you know, he said he wants to kill all the immigrants. I didn't say that.
Well, you led us to believe you said it.
New York's having a bad influence on you, bro. Get out of there.
One day.
See, that's the difference between your law enforcement and ours. When people in the U.S. are like, the police. It's like, oh no, we actually have to care about these things. In Ireland, when you talk about the Garda Síochána, no one cares. The time I don't even care for the law here is if you like spot a guard in a bush trying to catch you speeding. That's like the only time we can talk about them. Like when Dublin was like burning, it's like the guards just like weren't there.
Well, you see, we had this TV show growing up, and we didn't watch it very much, but it was called Cops, and it was these cops arresting the most insane people, like all the dash cam videos and all the, like, personal videos. And so we grew up with this idea that if you have to interact with a cop, it's a terrifying thing. And it still can be terrifying, but they're nice people. They're human beings. But when you watch the cop show, you get the idea that they're just gonna like break down your door, pull you out of the car, and you're like, I can't have that happen.
I might need to like write a TV show called like the Gardaí from RD or something.
And it's probably just eating donuts and driving through the countryside with lovely music playing. the difference between America and Ireland, very striking.
Very, very.
All right, last question. What is the most interesting thing that you've read or seen this week? What has been the most interesting thing?
So my friends, married friends, having an absolute meltdown of each other.
Ooh, like on Facebook? Or just...
Oh, on Facebook. I was like beside the husband and his wife was just like screaming at him. And I was going to like come to his rescue and he just like puts his hand on my shoulder and was like, this is a marriage thing. So I was like, okay. And yeah, watching them reconcile over the next couple of days. There are people I'd never seen argue before. Like, there are some people you know very well, like in your family, your relatives, and you see them have problems. But it was interesting seeing friends and how they deal with things. And then I was playing with other friends, some of whom were also married, and we decided we'd play a board game. A card game called Churched. I don't know if you've ever played or not.
Don't think I have.
Okay, so you got one set of cards and they all have a word. And then your team has to think of a song, a Christian song, with that word. So one said like wait, for example. So I was like, you know, I will wait for you, Jesus. Jason Upton. Then there was another one, I think the word was hen. And my mind just went blank, so my friends and I just like decided we'd create a song and just hope no one would know. So we literally just had like, we came up with two lines and it was, beautiful lamb of the world that was slain, yes I can. We even messaged each other today. We're still laughing about it 5 days later, you know. But well, there was a bit of cheating going on our side because we were severely down on points. Then the girls' team began pulling a few fast ones as well, and then seeing like, you know, like that husband and wife kind of getting a little bit narkier with each other, and I know what they see. But it was interesting. It was eye opening. It was raw. It was real. Nothing major disastrous. Everyone gets them made up, you know. But yeah, I suppose it's very easy from the outside looking in to imagine how people deal with things, or oh well, they never deal with that. That's something only they deal with.
Yeah.
But we all struggle with what's common to all people. You know, it's pretty biblical. Baseline morality. Just how different people adapt to situations and deal with things. It was interesting to behold, actually. Yeah. Yeah. But I think, you know, by the end of it, we all left our little holiday home feeling a heck of a lot closer to each other because we'd seen each other from perspectives and angles we hadn't beforehand.
Yeah. Good. Good. Yeah. I've had those experiences in my life too. And yeah, they're quite, I wouldn't say jarring, but it makes you remember that people aren't perfect, and that's a good
thing. Mm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So my answer, have you, I don't know if you know this because it's more of a video series that's come to the US, but have you ever heard of a series called, like a commercial series, it's called like He Gets Us?
Never, not once.
So it's a ad campaign here in the States for basically that Jesus gets us.
Okay.
And, you know, on the face of it, it sounds like it's a really good, really good thing and a good way to like evangelize. Okay. They really fall short from actually evangelizing. They're just trying to point out that Jesus understands us. That's all they really, that's all their like conversation point is. And so, you know, I've debated with a couple people about it, but the best part was Babylon Bee released a He Gets Us Satan version. And so it's like, he doesn't want you to change. He gets us. He wants you to stay exactly how you are. He gets us.
Right.
He wants you to be with him forever in eternity in hell.
I might possibly have seen one of the devil ones.
Yes. Yes.
I don't always get the references. And then sometimes I just like click on the comments. And then you've got the like really, really snooty fans of Babylon Bee who are like really, really aggressive to people who don't get the jokes. And I'm like, I'm sorry I come from another continent.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, yeah. You know, my bad.
Yeah. So there was somebody who did like a good version of it, and so they basically showed all these different people who were like KKK members or like people who were like transgender people, all these people who had come to know Christ their savior. At the end it said he doesn't just get us, he changes us, he restores us, he transforms us, he saves us. And I'm like, that's good, because that's a message of what you're explaining the gospel to somebody who's watching whatever.
The transformative power of grace.
Yeah. And so, it's one of those movements that doesn't sit right in terms of when you work with the Holy Spirit and, you know, discern, you know, spirits and stuff. Yeah, that one doesn't feel right. So the Babylon Bee grabbing it and saying that Satan gets us is... just it was a joy of my life this week. It was beautiful.
But you know what, even if you feel like the evangelistic tool fell short, whatever the intentions were, whether it was fear on the part of the maker or whatever, when you see what came out of it, how it invited other believers to flex their creative muscles, yeah, I suppose maybe it had the desired effect all along. Maybe maybe how they would say it was, it was to get people talking, to get people thinking. The writer didn't think that they would be the butt of the jokes, per se.
Yeah.
But they got people thinking and they got people talking. Yeah. Some people out there have gotten a few extra crowns in heaven because of it.
Maybe. All right. Well, that has ended our hot seat questions for today. We will again, like I said, try not to bring it back next week. But if you think about it, folks, we have now done this. This is, I think, episode 109. So we've had to come up with 109 original topics to talk about. So if you are like, man, this has been a terrible podcast because all they did was do questions like they did last time, I want to remind you what happened in the summer of 2022, where we did four in a row of get to know you questions and nobody threw a fit about it. So, you know, I don't want to hear it. If you do want to say it and you are upset enough, send me an email. I want an email.
Did you literally just say we've had 109 different themed ideas and then say that we had four episodes in a row?
Don't follow the logic. Don't.
It sure was another series we did that had like 10 or 11 episodes on the St. Patrick's Day, ones of the same every single year. And the Irish stories, I know for a fact, I repeated some more than once.
Cut him off.
But yeah, send Logan an email telling him.
Why, you know, he's a terrible, awful person.
Don't inherit the kingdom of God.
I will love it.
It's a personal challenge.
Anyway, our passage of scripture for today is Job 35, verse 16. Now, one of the things that before we get into this is that God sometimes uses... What'd you say?
For people who've already opened their Bibles and have actually read what Job 35:16 says,
yeah,
I just imagine them going like, ah, you know, speaking of people who speak crap like Logan's just...
Yeah.
You just have like 2 minutes of runtime on Logan telling porcupines and then trying to backtrack it.
Yeah. Anyway, Job 35. This is Elihu. This is so what he's saying is, sometimes God gives people who don't necessarily have the right view in the moment, he gives them words that are true and are impactful for our day and age. So if you think about Caiaphas, he made a whole prediction about one man should die for the whole of the Jewish race. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. Even though he was speaking in a way of hatred of getting rid of this guy, it was a prophetic word from God. So this is in God's word. And this is, again, Elihu, who is speaking against Job, saying that Job is, he's sinning and he's not sinning. But he uses in verse 16, Job opens his mouth in vain, multiplies words without knowledge. And so that is a convicting thing for each and every one of us is, are we using our words wisely? There's probably things we said in our podcast today that maybe we shouldn't have said. What'd you say?
I have no regrets.
He's no regrets. Yeah. It's one of those things. We live in a culture and in the podcasting world where you have to just, say stuff. Otherwise, it's not entertaining and no one wants to listen to your stuff.
You're in a podcast, you log on, you say stuff. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. It's good when we think about this, when we're interacting with each and every one of our believers and others, that we're careful of what we say. There are some times that you have good relationships where you're able to say things honestly and openly, and sometimes could be hurtful, but because it's the person, it's there to help them. And usually we need to be thinking about wisdom when we have to say those things. Because there are some people who you say things so flippantly or just shoot them down that it, ruins them and can ruin your testimony to them if they don't know Christ as their Savior.
He's there to be shot down.
What was that? You're just there to shoot them down?
They deserve to be shot down.
Yeah. Sometimes people need that. But again, we have to be wise with our words and wise what we say. Brendan, anything you want to add on maybe what Elihu and how terrible of a human he is?
I think you've done a marvelous job at showing what terrible humans are like and for impact. You're money for computers, you're begging for emails. Now, I'll just share a couple anecdotes. Let's say earlier today, I had a situation at work where God love her, one of my friends was just having a meltdown. And she was, I don't think she realized just how forcibly she was speaking to my boss. But my boss was like looking at me as if to say, is this chick okay? And I was looking at my friend as if to say, sweetie, do you need to talk? And she was looking at my boss with eyes like daggers. And I was like, you're angry at another teacher. You're not even angry at her. What's your problem? Relax, take a breath. And I just kind of said to myself, okay, do I see where she's coming from? Yeah, she's a couple of things she came out with. I was like, I absolutely have had similar thoughts that I kept in my head over the years. The way she's saying them right now and who she's saying them to, it's not actually conducive to really finding a resolution. So instead I said, okay, rather than agreeing with one or the other, I'm just going to throw in a little word here, just a little sprinkle of showing, let's say, the harsh attitude behind where she was coming from. And then after she stormed off, my boss was like, do you want to complain about something? And I was like, I'm great. I'm always great. I'm good. Here, you got enough problems that me adding on me to the pot. And she just like burst out laughing. Because it was a gentle word. And gentle words can diffuse bombs. And they can also undo the damage of bombs. People who've been casualties, gentle words can be very, very healing and restorative. And then another situation that happened today, although technically it began on Thursday or Friday. I think it's Friday, actually. We've got a couple referenda coming up in Ireland this week, where we vote on constitutional issues about changing them or leaving them as they are. And the Irish government are just absolute dipwads whose common sense died a very, very long time ago. And the vast majority of them want to introduce two changes that effectively will actually make it so that they don't have an obligation to look after some of the most vulnerable people in society. They're framing it as though it makes things more expensive and helps even more people. It doesn't. And quite honestly, a video was doing the rounds of my friend's group where a pastor was actually semi in agreement with the politicians. And my first reaction was just a momentary head explosion. And that moment lasted for as long as I thought of the video. It came back to me, I got more and more angry. And oh my goodness, even on Friday, I was like this close to sending back this massive retort, absolutely hacking him at the knees. And I said, you know what? If this goes through, there will be casualties of some description. I don't want to be responsible for an additional casualty, not one in the body of Christ. So I said, I'm going to wait. I'll respond to it because we need to speak the truth in love. I was going to speak the truth. There wasn't going to be a lot of love there. So I went away for the weekend, came back. Monday, I thought I was going to do it. Tuesday, I thought I was going to do it. Today, I said, I need to do it. But I came at it with a much more well-reasoned, distant, unemotional, and temperate approach. And that was just because I gave myself a few days. And did I feel like I should have spoken up on Friday? Yeah. Did I feel like every day I hadn't spoken up? I let the side down? Sure. But at least today I could say I spoke into the confusion by offering some clarity. But I did it with the gentleness of Holy Spirit, which would not have been there beforehand. It would have just been me running on emotion. And then the number then of affirming comments that came in afterwards where I gave voice to the issue in a way that a lot of people are like, oh my goodness, I couldn't articulate it, but that's exactly how I was feeling. I wouldn't have done that the first time round. And if it had, it would have looked like there were camps of, you know, an us versus them thing. People rallying behind emotion rather than sensitivity to the Holy Ghost. So words are very, very powerful things. They do have the power of life and death in them. And to use them, we do need to be very responsible. And listen, there are times I know our humor can be edgy on this, and those follow me in particular on social media. White hot memes, magnesium white hot memes, people get burned. But it's all in good sport, it's all in good jest. It's all for fun. So yeah, you can brighten someone's day with a joke, you can add clarity to things, but it's a responsibility. Don't go out of your way to damage people or hack them at the knees out of a sense of pride, or you feel you need to be validated, especially brothers and sisters in Christ, first and foremost. They are the demographic that we need to look after and protect. They've already got targets on their backs on account of belonging to Jesus anyway. Let's not speak to our brothers and sisters in the same words or tone that demons do.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Brendan. Very, very powerful words. Let's close in prayer, and then we will send you guys out into the ether and enjoy the rest of whatever you've got going on for your day. So, Jesus, we thank you for this day. We're thankful so much for what you've done in in giving us your wisdom through your Holy Spirit, Lord. We're so thankful for that. We are unworthy and undeserving of that. And Lord, we pray that as we go forth with our words and the things we say, that we wouldn't use our words to tear others down. We'd use our words to build each other up in the body. Lord, when we need to say things that are hard or tough or, you know, convicting of others, that we would do that as lovingly as we can. And we're thankful that Brandon was able to take time to do that. And we just know that that's on you and your spirit for working through him. Lord, we just pray that you would help us the rest of our days, that we would use them wisely. We'd use them for you and service of you. And that if we don't know you, that we would come to know you as our Savior, and those who listen, that they would come to know you as their Savior. And Lord, that you continue to bless each and every one of us and those that are listening for taking time to listen to two guys laugh and joke about. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
All right, friends, we will see you next time. Look out for the third edition of St. Patrick's Day. And we'll try and spice it up for you if we can. And if not, enjoy it anyway. All right.
Hey, Jen.
Yep, we'll see you, friends. Bye-bye.